On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning and welcome to Hammer Time Radio for this Saturday morning here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez with you with a very special show with special friends from Lakeshore Savings Bank, starting with the president of the bank, Dan Reiniga, who is on the live line. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for joining us on the live line. Also in studio with me is John Huber and Gabe Maddalena, both branch managers here in Erie County. Of course, John newly assigned to the Hamburg branch, and Gabe, the manager of the Clarence East Amherst branch. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for having us here today, and loving life in Hamburg. It's been great. It's almost kind of like old home days for me. I'm a St. Francis boy.
There you go.
And my wife went to Immaculata, so it's kind of like going back to old home days, and the community has just been so welcoming in Hamburg. It's just been a great experience.
There you go. And Gabriel, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. Good morning, Dominic. How are you doing today?
Good, good. So glad you guys could spend the Saturday morning with us here. And Dan, of course, always has somewhere more important to be, and that's why he's on the phone and not here with us.
I don't know if it's more important, Dom, but you know, there are things that happen, so appreciate the flexibility.
Well, there you go, and you sound great, and we love having you on the phone anyway. And so let's get into a little discussion here. We're approaching, Dan, 130 years of Lakeshore Savings Bank, and, of course, about maybe 15 years here in Erie County. So still new to this immediate community, but not new to Western New York by any means.
Well, that's right, Dominic. And we've been fortunate enough to serve our community, as you said, almost 130 years as Lakeshore Savings Bank. And it's just a great, great opportunity. Born and raised in Dunkirk, New York in 1891. So we've been putting people first for many generations. And that's what it's all about, is the generations banking that we offer at Lakeshore Savings. It's always has to be with the customer's best interest in mind, and our team puts that forth in everything they do.
You know, when you stop and analyze what you just said, and you really talk about the differences between banks, and you just really hit the nail on the head as to what it's all about, and that is the service side of what banking is, and putting customers first, and how Lakeshore doesn't gravitate towards the trends of the big banks, which is to basically have products that customers have to fit into rather than the other way around.
Well, that's right. We have a concierge approach to what we do, and of course we have the regulatory overlay that we have to be mindful of in everything we do, but we do want to know our customers' needs. We want to tailor our products to those needs wherever it's possible, and it's really an opportunity to keep the customer at the forefront of everything we do. And that's what separates Lakeshore from the other banks as well, in the sense that you walk through the door, our team knows who you are, they're there for you, they can solve problems, they even have direct communication all the way up to the top of the organization. I keep my cell phone on my business card, my cell phone number on my business card, so that folks can call as well. So that's what it's all about. It's that customer connectivity and putting people first.
If I was to guess, I would say that the traditions that are still being observed in Lakeshore go back to its origin. Take us back, Dan, if you could, and recount some of the facts about the start of the bank.
Well, going way back, it was a few folks in the community that were very interested in developing a financial organization that could meet the needs of the community. So it was really that whole focus that has been maintained by Lakeshore throughout its entire presence in our community. It's just really making sure that we are meeting the needs of our customers, and that's how it all got started back in the day in Dunkirk, New York.
And it was always a savings bank, correct?
That's right. All the way through, we were a savings and loan and savings bank, and we continue to evolve to meet the needs of our customers. And, of course, the commercial flair has always been something that we've been interested in and we're growing into, but yet we're still maintaining that retail perspective and serving our customers. It's A to Z service. We have everything that you would expect to see from a big bank all the way down through the services electronically. We were one of the first banks in the area to bring consumer capture to the table, so you could take a picture of a check and deposit it with your mobile device. So very interesting there, and we continue to try to evolve our digital products so you can bank anywhere, anytime you want to.
What precipitated and what has happened to the bank since its expansion into Erie County?
Yeah, you know, it's precipitated by the fact that we wanted to continue to bring our business model into other areas of Western New York, and again, exclusive to Western New York with our 11 branches. And we developed that starting in 2003, and John was the first team member we hired in the Erie County marketplace, and then just continued to grow and provide service in what I'll call critical points throughout Erie County, New York, and just one of those great opportunities to serve. John, do you have any comments on that? I mean, that was you were at the beginning.
Absolutely, Dan. It's been a great experience here at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Starting off with just our Orchard Park branch was our first one we opened in Erie County, and then we moved down to East Amherst was our second location, and then Hamburg, and then I believe it was Snyder was next, and then Kenton, and...
Yeah, they all kind of fell one in after the other.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, are we to expect any more brick-and-mortar expansion in Erie County, Dan, or is it just going to be more of that online presence that has become so popular in banking?
The online presence definitely is a very popular approach, and we even have the beginnings of opening accounts. You can do anything you want to literally online today. You can start a mortgage online, start any kind of deposit relationship online. You can go into a branch and do the same thing. You can start your mortgage, as I said, online. You can finish in person. You can start in person. You can finish online, A to Z. So when you take a look at the footprint for Lakeshore and other banks do the same thing, we want to make sure we're effective, efficient, and providing the services to the community. So always an opportunity to consider new locations, and we're always active in that market, seeing what other areas of the community that we could bring our service model to. So
yeah.
Very important, but your kitchen table is a service point for us with our digital products. And that's really what it's all about, is that convenient banking opportunity, including at the top of a mountain if you choose to bank from the top of the mountain.
You wouldn't have cell service, Dan, from the top of a
mountain. Some you do, believe it or not. Some do.
You know, speaking of which, when you talk about the evolution of branch banking, it seems to be that they truly have taken on a different look and feel. You have some banks now that are opening coffee shops in a way to try and promote more retail traffic into their locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's another model, and you see that in the larger city centers and places where folks are going to be banking maybe during the off hours in the evening or on Sundays and those kinds of things. So, I think there's an opportunity, depending again on the demographic, for those kinds of operations. Our deal is we are the concierge. We can bring it to you anywhere, anytime, and we can bring it right to your home if you need to on a Sunday or Saturday. We prefer to keep some days I'll call them protected, but at the same time, if that works for the customer and it's a need, we will certainly do that.
Don't mind me prying on this subject because it interests me. Do you see any growth perhaps into a new branch in areas that are not being served with brick and mortar, like downtown?
Yeah, that's an opportunity. I was just downtown yesterday for the meatball brawl and walking around and looking at some of the locations that are available around there. We've had a chance to be courted by some of the real estate owners in the downtown corridor, and always looking at opportunities there. But again, with the digital presence, we have a mobile perspective to our branch team members. Some of them have mobile devices. They can go out and they can really start the account relationship at your office or anywhere. Yeah, the cash thing is one thing when it comes to getting cash into your hands, and we can bring the cash to you. So it's very important. But I think as far as the bricks and mortar concern, you're seeing the evolution of the branch environment go to a smaller footprint, to a concierge approach, to I'll call it a teller pod approach.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the teller transaction is not really the transaction that you're looking at anymore. It's really the whole approach with respect to banking and with experts in mind and things that we can really bring to the table. Yeah, we want to do the transaction, cash the check, give you the cash, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But really, it's that expertise. It's that level of expertise that you always want to have.
When we come back, we're going to be chatting with the gentleman from Lakeshore about the products and services that are truly unique and set the bank apart and really do make the bank unique in the respect of putting people first. We'll be back with more.
That's right.
Right after this. Fall is in full swing, and what better place is there for you to finish those outdoor projects than with my friends at Scrat and Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, where professional advice, service, and creativity move your project forward. With their two convenient locations to serve you, Scrat and Surrey Builders and United Materials will help you extend the season with our gas burner fire pits, outdoor kitchens, and InfraTech outdoor heaters. Those are amazing. They can bring the indoor comfort to your outdoor living. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays are open 7 a.m. till noon. And with the area's largest outdoor living spaces on display 24/7, our team will be there for you at Scrat and Surrey Builder Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit Road in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space you've longed for and to improve your home's ambiance. Let us be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Hey, it's Bellavia. I'm here with Dean Jackson over at Keller Chevrolet. October is Truck Month. Dean, what does Truck Month mean?
David, it means 0% financing on all 19 Silverados and 0% plus $2,000 rebates on all legacy Silverados.
All right, that's to buy, but what if I want to lease, Dean?
Well, if you're currently leasing a Silverado and you want to lease a new one, you get an additional $2,000 off at Keller.
But Dean, what if I want a truck, but I don't want a pickup?
Well, how about leasing a Trax starting as low as $169 a month, or an Equinox for $199 a month, or the nicest truck in the industry, the Traverse, starting at $299 a month?
Well, Dean, from SUVs to pickups, it looks like Keller Chevrolet has the truck market covered.
And David, don't forget, we've got the nicest pre-owned commercial trucks in all of Western New York.
Dean, what a guy.
No, it's Charlie, what a guy.
Visit Keller Chevrolet at 3600 Genesee at Union in Cheektowaga. Give them a call at 633-5000. And as always, find new roads at Keller Chevrolet.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. Gander Outdoors is having a massive inventory reduction and every auto must be sold now. Save up to 70% off the entire store. Everything must go. Hunting, fishing, camping apparel, and more. It's all up to 70% off. Gander Outdoors' massive inventory reduction won't last long, and when these savings are gone, they're gone. Save up to 70% off everything at Gander Outdoors in the Youngman Plaza in Tonawanda today. See store for details. Exclusions apply. Offers expire 11/3/19.
The Buffalo History Museum presents Evening with an Icon, Mary Wilson, on Monday, October 28th. Join her for an intimate discussion of her career, life with Ralph as the former owner of the Buffalo Bills, her connection to Western New York, and more. Tickets are available by calling 716-873-9644 or online at buffalohistory.org. Evening with an Icon is sponsored by the Buffalo News, Buffalo Brewing Company, and WBBZ.
By now, you know all about the beauty and durability of a Gorilla floor for your garage. Now, trust the same people at Gorilla Garage Gear to install their premium quality Gorilla Garage Door. Now, what sets Gorilla Garage Gear apart from many garage door companies in Western New York? It's their zero upsell policy. When you ask most dealers for a price on a door, they'll sell you a door with new tracks, new hinges, new rollers, new brackets, on and on. Well, guess what? Maybe you don't need all that. Gorilla Garage Gear will give you an honest price and an honest and free assessment. They won't force you to buy parts you don't need, and that'll save you money. Here's Joe Afalo's phone number at Gorilla Garage Gear, 715 6927. Call Joe now and say goodbye to that beat-up old garage door. Tell him you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll save an additional 10% off any purchase of a garage door or garage door opener. That's right, 10% off. Pays to listen to Hammer Time. Here's Joe's number again, 715-6927. Or visit him online, GorillaGarageGear.com. And remember, go, go, Gorilla! We're back. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. My friends from Lakeshore Savings Bank are joining me in studio this Saturday morning for a special show. We try to do this with the friends from Lakeshore about once a year as a major sponsor of this program and, of course, of Hammer Time TV as well. And like to update the community on what's new and exciting and fresh at Lakeshore Savings Bank in that it is an institution of almost 130 years still, however, newer to Western New York in terms of Erie County, and yet new as well with cutting-edge offerings and products that do set Lakeshore Savings apart. We send all of our customers to Lakeshore Savings Bank for a reason, and it's because of the gentlemen around the table that reason exists. They really do provide that extra special personal service that sets the bank apart. And I think really if you defined really what Lakeshore is all about, it is that. And their cell line, putting people first, is not anything that doesn't have any depth and breadth. It's really what the bank's all about. I can be confident when I send Cortese customers to Lakeshore that they're going to be well cared for. And in most cases, they call me back and say, good recommendation, excellent bank, great people, awesome rates, prompt service. The list goes on of all the compliments. Dan, that culture is deep and wide in the bank.
Yes, it is. It's a culture that we really instill, and it's really all about putting people first and everything we do. And again, that concierge approach that the customer comes in, they need something specifically tailored to their needs, we can make it happen. And that's what it's all about. It's putting people first.
Let's jump into talk about some of the products that set the bank apart, starting with the remarkable 3.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit with zero costs associated with it, meaning there's no appraisal fee, there's no application fee, there's no closing costs of any kind. There's not even any mortgage tax recording fees at all. How does the bank afford such a remarkably cheap program for a homeowner?
Well, it's very important that we bring products that are appropriate to our customers, and this home equity line of credit really does speak to that. It's a fantastic product. It gets you into the basis of your beginnings of your financing needs and then allows you some great flexibility towards the end as far as the term out and some of the other things that are associated with those products. So,
John and Gabe, give us your perspective on how revolutionary this product really is and how effective it's been in the cases that we send all of our customers to the bank.
Well, you know, Dominic, we call it the all-in-one home equity line of credit for a reason. Because right now, in the rate environment that we're in, you could lock in for 12 months with 3.5%. But what's going to happen later down the road? We don't know. We don't have a crystal ball to tell us that. So we give the option to clients to go into a fixed term at any time throughout the whole term. So knowing that they can do that at any time really gives the confidence that that customers need with coming to Lakeshore with this product. So it's just it's a great way to get your home improvement job done at a really low cost. And, you know, why use your own money? Mm-hmm. You know, cash is king. It works in the commercial world. It's true in the personal world as well. If you have a bank as great as Lakeshore Savings Bank who's willing to lend you money at 3.5%, what's holding you back?
You know, that's a really good fact. And another kind of tie into that, Gabe, is I'll tell customers, let's say, for example, you're moving in 10 years. well, let's do it at 20-year amortization on this home equity line of credit. And in 10 years, you've only paid back half, assuming that the loan's still in place. But let's just, you know, for the sake of conversation, you've only paid back half. You sell the house, you pay off the balance of the note from the proceeds of the sale of the house. You benefit from the fact that you've improved the property. And guess what? You didn't pay for it all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just really a make sense deal to use the equity that's in your home, because you know what? You're going to get it back. And really, the only way you have access to that equity in your home is through a venue like Lakeshore, who offers a great home equity line of credit.
If you were to guess, and I certainly wouldn't hold you to this, and anybody listening, you know, we're not quoting rates today. We're just talking theoretical, except the 3.5 is a real rate. But if you were to guess, Gabe, what a fixed rate might be on a home equity, what's the premium to fix the rate?
So right now, you know, the current rate to lock in starts at around 5%, which is still not a bad rate. But what most people are doing right now, because we are in a rate environment where, you know, they're talking about maybe rates going down, people are taking advantage of the 3.5%, riding it out, because with Lakeshore, again, we give you that option at any time to jump into a fixed term. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with knowing that you have that option with the rate environment that we're in, you know, it's a great time to just hold on and take advantage of that 3.5%.
When we come back, we're going to talk to John about a product that the bank has that is truly unique, and that is the Future Value Loan. Nobody else offers this. And that's coming up in our next segment. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We'll be back with more right after this.
Come and meet me down by the shore,
lake shore.
Come and meet me down by the shore,
lake shore.
Buffalo, everything's 20 minutes away.
Got a major problem right now. The center lane is blocked. It looks like it's going to be blocked for a while. We'll keep an eye on this one for you.
Not necessarily so. That's why Alan Harris is in WBEN's Salido and Barnes Traffic Command.
We got a major backup right now. It's backing up about 3-4 exits on the expressway. I don't know how long it's going to take.
Beat the traffic by getting Alan's text alerts from WBEN's Salido and Barnes Traffic Command.
Taking a check of the bridges right now. Everything seems to be doing okay. No delays are being reported, so that's good news.
Text traffic to 3930.
Having a pretty normal ride at this time. No major problems popping up. Things are moving along just fine.
On the air, on your phone, when you need it. WBEN Salido and Barnes Traffic Command. News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, it's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories that we're following on this Saturday, October 26th. Jonathan White was found guilty of the attempted murder of his ex-girlfriend Jessica Cameron outside of a Tonawanda Tim Hortons last December. He lit her on fire after pouring gasoline on her. DA John Flynn said he's committed to helping Cameron for the rest of her life.
I'm also equally committed to helping the defendant. I'm equally committed to helping him spend the next 25 years in jail.
White will be sentenced on January 3rd. Tesla CEO Elon Musk praised the work done at the South Buffalo plant, saying the people have been working really hard and that he was impressed when he went there earlier this year. However, the plant has been criticized for a lack of production and for receiving millions of dollars in state money. UAW workers are back to their jobs after union leaders ratified a deal with GM. However, in Lockport and Tonawanda, the union representatives voted no to this deal. A judge has ordered the Justice Department to give House Democrats secret grand jury testimony from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. And early voting starts today in Erie County. There's 37 total polling locations. You can find a full list of those in our web story at WBEN.com. Your first alert forecast for this weekend, it's not looking all too bad. High of 56 for your Saturday. There might be a little rain this afternoon across the southern tier, though, and that would go through tomorrow morning. But if you're going to New Era Field to watch the Bills go for their sixth win against the Philadelphia Eagles, well, it's going to be mostly cloudy. Light winds, maybe. High of 61 degrees. Monday, mostly sunny. High of 61. It's chilly right now as we start our Saturday morning, though. It's 47 degrees. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely, a bathroom remodel is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez. People love to look for a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, Twin City Glass has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are. And only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. And make sure you visit the showroom at Twin City Glass in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you.
Hey guys, I'm Sierra.
And I'm Russell Wilson. Join us in support of DEA's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 26th.
If you don't get rid of the unused or expired prescriptions in your medicine cabinet, they could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Protect your family and the community, and let's all keep prescription drugs out of the wrong hands.
Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com.
The Kerfuffle Before Christmas 2019. Night 1, December 4th, Buffalo Riverworks with Jimmy Eat World.
It just takes some time.
Lovely the Band.
Like that you broke.
And the Strum Bells.
I got guns in my head and they won't go.
The Kerfuffle Before Christmas 2019. Tickets are on sale now at AlternativeBuffalo.com. December 4th at Buffalo Riverworks. With special thanks to Liberty Cab and Atwal Eye Care. All your info is waiting at AlternativeBuffalo.com.
Kenny Carpets is the most loved carpet and floor store in Buffalo. And there's a reason. Because Kenny has been beautifying homes since 1960.
To the Kenny Carpets.
The most popular sale in our history is on right now. Stain-free carpet installed with pad, just $2.22 a square foot. It's true, just $2.22. It's the world's greatest stain-free carpet with three different warranties for just $2.22. It's true, just $2.22 only at Kenny Carpets and Floors. $2.22, and that price includes installation and carpet pad. It's true, just $2.22.
To the Kenny Carpets.
Ask your kids, your pets, your mom, and your neighbor. There's a reason Kenny is Buffalo's most loved carpet and floor store. It's selection, service, and installation. And $2.22. It's true.
To the Kenny Carpets. To the Kenny.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team, win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Call Cortez, your
When it comes to haunted houses, fall is the time of year to have them. So if you've got a roof full of holes or one that's missing a bunch of shingles, then your house is in style right now. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and no one wants to live in a house that looks haunted. If you're ready to finally take care of your roof and its problems, call my friends at Ava Roofing. They will fix it right. Ava works year-round no matter the weather. So while the seasonal guys are packing up for the year, if you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, one of the things I love about Ava is that there's always an expert foreman on every job to ensure your roof looks good and functions perfectly. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. They'll come out promptly with a free estimate. And AvaRoofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. It is
city. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. How are you and what's going on around your house? I've got a special show that we're airing right now, and that's with my friends from Lakeshore Savings Bank. We've got John Huber, the manager of the Hamburg branch. We've got Gabe Maddalena, the manager of the East Amherst Clarence branch. And the president of the bank is on the live line, Dan Reiniger, who's driving about Western New York. He does the thruway about twice a day. Isn't that right, Dan?
That's right. It seems to be one of my favorite places to be lately. But, yeah, twice a day. It could be three times a day. That's with improper planning, though.
Of course, he drives this huge Tahoe. It must be like a moving living room, right?
Well, that's right. It's a very safe vehicle, too, and I've tested that a few times, unfortunately. But definitely something that's great, especially when the whole family's in town. I have four children and some grandkids, so yes, definitely a safe vehicle.
Okay. Where we left off with our discussion, we were speaking to Gabe about the home equity line of credit product that sets the bank apart. Another product that sets the bank apart is that future value loan. It's hard to really put that into words as to exactly what that product is, but future value kind of does a good job of labeling what its planned purpose is, and that is to loan against the future value of a property, kind of like a building loan would if you're building a new structure. But this allows you to actually factor in an improvement and make that part of the future value. Tell us about it, John.
That's right.
That's all right, Dominic. It's a great product. It's actually one of my favorite products that we offer at Lakeshore Savings Bank. I love working with customers with this particular product. What's great about it is, you know, so often the homeowner will call us at the branch and they'll ask, you know, I don't have much equity in my home. Is there any way that you could possibly help me out? And the answer is yes. And this particular product is very, very unique. It's not something that the other banks are offering, where we can actually take a look at the future value of the property based on the drawings and the blueprints and the specs that the customer brings in. And we're able to go up to 80% of that future value when we're doing the lending on that. And then the way the money is dispersed, it's dispersed in the form of draws, where each time that, you know, we reach a certain stage of the construction for that project, we'll send an inspector out, take a look at it, and then we'll complete the first draw and right on through to the final process.
Mm-hmm. So what makes this unique is that loanability against something that's not built yet.
That's right. That's correct, Dominic.
And so when we talk about that, someone might be tight on equity. And when you're tight on equity, as Gabe already alluded to, that's the prime way to go about funding a renovation, is to use the money that's sitting really theoretically floating in the air all around you. That's the equity you have. The difference between what the house would sell for and what you owe on it is really the equity. If you're tight on equity, this allows you to tap into that gap with the idea of loaning against the improvements that you're planning.
You know, that's right, Dominic. And I'm sure there's a lot of homeowners right now that are listening to this program that have been maybe thinking all along, you know, gee, I really wish, you know, we could put in that built-in swimming pool, or I really wish we could, you know, we need a driveway and a roof, or perhaps a new addition, a new bedroom. And they're thinking like, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do it now. We just don't have the equity. That's not the case. We can definitely take a look at doing this based on this future value product. I would invite anyone to stop into any of our Lakeshore Savings Bank branches, be it in Chautauqua County or here in Erie County. We'd love to have the opportunity to talk to you and help make your dreams come true with this.
Now, we should be clear, too, this is a little different than the home equity line of credit as far as the fee side goes. This is unfortunately kind of laden with some costs because of what's involved.
There are some costs to it. There's an application fee and an appraisal fee, but if it's a means to getting you to where right. you want to be, and we keep those costs to a minimum. It's not really that bad.
And in some cases, the cost could be buried into the end loan balance.
This is true, Dominic.
Okay. So that is a great product. Again, keep that in mind, folks. If you are tight on equity and yet you still are in a situation where you need to do certain improvements to be able to make your home habitable for your family, as if you have an ever-changing picture with your family, you know, you may have bought the house with one kid and now you have three, and obviously space may be an issue. This is a great way to get that home improved and not have to move. Because, you know, if you stop and do the math, this is something I tell customers too. If you analyze the cost of improvement versus moving, there's fixed costs with moving, even if it's a lateral move and you do no improvements on the new house. Just the actual cost of moving is a factor that's often overlooked.
Absolutely. You know, so there's so many things that you really need to look at, you know, in the future. And so that's why it's really good to meet with a Lakeshore representative. We're going to sit down. We're going to go over some of the things that maybe you didn't clearly think of, you know, whether it's a home equity or a future value appraisal loan or even a construction loan. You know, there's many banks now that are not even doing construction loans anymore. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is that, you know, there's some liability, there's some risk. But I think the main thing is that it's very time consuming. Mm-hmm. And that's where Lakeshore really stands out above all, is that we will take the time with you, whether it's going over everything you need to know about a construction loan and what to expect, laying out the cost so that you know exactly how much is this whole project going to cost you, or whatever it may be. Maybe it's a credit score that is a little bit low. We're not a credit score driven bank. So we're going to take the time and investigate, why is that mm-hmm. credit score so low? Is it something that we really can help you with? So Lakeshore yeah. is really going to be your first stop, and it's probably going to be your last stop.
So we talked about home equity lines of credit. We talked about future value. Of course, another product that Lakeshore has are unbelievable mortgage rates, some of the best in our community. And another attribute about Lakeshore is that the bank never sells the mortgages. So the service side of it is a big feature that I think a homeowner would value, in that their mortgage will always be serviced by Lakeshore Savings Bank.
And that's, you know, that's what, when you're dealing with Lakeshore, you're dealing with a well-capitalized bank. So we have the option to portfolio our loans. So, you know, we have some safety nets. So if a customer comes in, they apply for a mortgage, and maybe their credit's not so great. Maybe it's, you know, something that you may not get approved from another bank that's actively selling to third parties. We have a non-conforming portfolio that helps to save the deal. So you know what? You're going to buy that house that you really wanted, or you're going to be able to refinance and maybe get some cash out to help out whatever situation you're in. So Lakeshore, again, really really thinks outside of the box and comes out with some really unique products and services to help our clients.
Continuing in the dialogue of products that set the bank apart, another one is the fact that you're paying interest for commercial accounts.
Absolutely. We really probably have the leader in paying interest rates on our commercial savings accounts. The best thing to do is really get in touch with Lakeshore. We want to learn more about your business. We want to learn how, you know, you want to invest with us. And you know what? We're going to really take the time to get you the best rate. So it's really worth making that phone call to Lakeshore or even stopping in for a cup of coffee. And we're really going to take care of you, and you won't be sorry.
And of course, there's also the catered approach to not-for-profits too.
That's right, Dominic. If right now you're listening to this program and you're a CFO or a CEO of a non-for-profit agency, Please come talk to us about earning more interest on your accounts that you have right now. We're offering great rates. We can have a very low minimum balance requirement of only $500 for non-for-profit agencies. So definitely it's a great time to come in and talk to us about that.
And of course, the big the bottom line reason for recruiting more money in the door is so that you can put more money out the door.
Absolutely. You know what? We're going to help you to grow your business. We're going to help you with your finances, get you on the right track so that you know, you're going to be financially in a great condition, or at least heading toward that way. And we're not going to send people in the wrong direction. You know, we're always going to speak to somebody who's going to give you an honest answer. We don't have buckets to fill here for goals. Our goal is to take care of the client, and that's backed by 100% by our great board of directors, by our great president and CEO, who's also on the line, and that's kind of the environment that we're in with Lakeshore.
When we come back, we'll wrap the show up with a conversation with Dan, Gabe, and John about the involvement that Lakeshore has in our wonderful Western New York community. We'll continue that dialogue right after this.
From Indoor Air Professionals. Yeah, we're going to switch gears from banking or financing your home to living inside your home. So what we do is we make it a better place to breathe for everyone in your home, whether you have forced air system or even radiant heat. But anyways, for those of you with forced air, you know that smell that when your furnace kicks on for the very first time of the year, which probably happened in the last couple weeks for most of you, unless you're really hardy and waiting for us to get there. But at any rate, that is the smell of the dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mite, and worse than that, the dust mite feces that have settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. So, folks, all this unhealthy junk burns off in a day or two. However, it's only the tip of the iceberg of what's remaining in your air duct system. So we can definitely make you and help you and your family breathe easier and get rid of that sick, headachey, stuffy feeling. And so call us for some duct cleaning. We've got Zach standing by today, and the number there is 683-3000. But let me tell you, if you don't have forced air, if you want to take it to the next level, we have amazing medical-grade air purifiers like nothing else on the planet. They reduce particulate down to the 0.0003 micron size. It's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration, and it kills 94 to 100% of bacteria, mold, and virus. So call today, and you can save, if you're a first-time customer, $39 off, or if you're a repeat senior military law enforcement, you can save more, but you got to call Zach today, and that number is 683-3000. That's 683-3000.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
David Bellavia here. It's hard to believe it, but storm season is right around the corner. Be ready. Call Vastola Heating and Cooling for a clean and tuned special. Vastola will do a thorough check of your heating system, including carbon monoxide leaks. And be ready if the power goes out. Have Vastola tune up your generator or install a new natural gas one. Stay safe and comfortable if you lose power. Natural gas is your best energy value. For over 70 years, Vastola has delivered expert, state-of-the-art service and installation at a fair price. If it's time for a new natural gas furnace or boiler, Vastola can help. They can even take care of manufacturer and national fuel rebates on qualifying systems. And Vastola's warranty can't be beat. 5 years on labor, 10 years on parts, and 5 years of free maintenance. That's 5 years of tune-ups included with every installation. Now that's complete peace of mind.
Vastola Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
Are you thinking about selling an old diamond? Whatever you do, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Quite simply, Tag Jewelers is the area's most trusted diamond dealer. Whether loose or set in jewelry, their experts have the knowledge and expertise to ensure you get the best value for your piece.
Tag Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, Tag also buys gold, watches, and coins. But if you have any diamonds to sell, don't risk having them undervalued. You'll get more for your diamond when you go to Western New York's diamond expert.
Tag Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're thinking of selling, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most trusted buyer of diamonds, gold, and collectibles. Tag Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. House call appointments are also available. Remember, don't sell to anyone until you talk to Tag. Stop in, mention this ad, and get a coupon good for a free watch battery. Visit tagjewelers.com.
Hey, it's Bulldog with big news. End of the year pricing has come early to DeLacy Ford, your truck store. So if you've been waiting to buy, hurry to DeLacy Ford for super low pricing on remaining 2019s, like the F-150 Supercab STX 4x4, just $299 a month with zero down, or at least the 2019 EcoSport SE for $189 a month with zero down. Now you can be a truck guy too. DeLacy Ford, proud sponsor of the SBCA.
36-month RCL with taxes. First acquisition fee and standard deal fees down. Must qualify for trade assist. 10,500 miles per year. OAC expires 10/31.
You know the old chestnut? If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it might be Emerald Heating and Cooling. We take home comfort seriously. Just check Google. There's a whole mess of reviews, over 317, from folks that needed a little heating and cooling healing. Hey, we're a different kind of duck, and customers seem to dig it.
Comfort is always on call.
Fall is in full swing, and what better place is there for you to finish those outdoor projects than with my friends at Scranton Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, where professional advice, service, and creativity move your project forward. With their two convenient locations to serve you, Scranton Surrey Builders and United Materials will help you extend the season with our gas burner fire pits, outdoor kitchens, and InfraTech outdoor heaters. Those are amazing. They can bring the indoor comfort to your outdoor living. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays are open 7 a.m. till noon. And with the area's largest outdoor living spaces on display 24/7, our team will be there for you at Scranton Surrey Builder Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit Road in Depew, or United Materials on Yonge Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space you've longed for and to improve your home's ambiance. Let us be your one-stop supplier of construction materials. A couple of minutes left till top of the hour and news time here on WBEN. Thanks for being part of the program. Dominic Cortese with you, with my friends from Lakeshore Savings Bank, John Huber, Gabriel Maddalena, and Dan Reiniger, the president of the bank. Of course, Gabe, the manager of the East Amherst Clarence branch, and John, newly appointed as the manager of the Hamburg Village branch. Always a pleasure, guys, having you on the air and involved with the program, and of course, having you take so good care of all of us at Cortese Construction and all of our customers as well.
Dominic, it's been an honor to be associated with your company, Cortese Construction Services, for 14, 15 years now. We've been every Saturday morning on your radio program, and it's just great that we've been able to help so many people in the Western New York community in both Chautauqua County and Erie County with some really great products to help them in their goals.
And speaking of that, we should end the show with a great discussion about what the bank does for our community. And Dan, under your leadership, you've directed the bank to really support some really great institutions that do a lot for our community.
Well, that's right, Dominic. And, you know, when it comes to putting people first, it's all about helping our customers with energized employees, respecting our shareholders, and then more importantly, and most importantly, serving the communities of our region. So that being said, one of the focuses we have, as you mentioned, is giving back to the community, and we're very involved with many organizations throughout Western New York. One of our favorites is Mikey's Way, and Mikey's Way is an organization that provides devices, connectivity devices to kids that are being treated for cancer. And most boring time ever is being in a hospital and watching the hands move on a clock. Yep. So these kids need something to help as a distraction, and Mikey's Way provides laptops, iPads, all kinds of great things that they can use to stay connected with their family and friends, and so to pass the time. So just a great, great, great charity in Western New York.
And I thank you for involving us in that and having me be involved with you in that. And I know you're a big softy, Dan, but I actually have seen you come to tears when you talk about Mikey's Way.
Yeah, it's very, very easy for me. I'm Dutch, but they say there was some Irish blood in me somewhere because I cry a lot. But really, when you see the kids, you see the families, you see the parents come forward saying, what happened? My son hasn't been this way. My daughter hasn't been this way in months during this treatment. You brought a bright spot to their life. And Les Friedman's son, Mikey, unfortunately passed away. He was a freshman at Harvard. He had a very rare form of cancer diagnosed several years prior to his passing. But Les Friedman keeps his memory alive and through this distribution program that we have called Mikey's Way. Just a great organization.
Well, it's been a great hour, and I want to thank all you gentlemen for spending it with me. Lakeshore Savings, available online if you want to explore if it's the right bank for you. Take my word for it. It is lakeshoresavings.com. Or better than that, stop into any of the branches in Erie County. Again, Gabe's at the Clarence Transit Road East Amherst branch right next to Spoth Farms, and John's in the Village of Hamburg right there on Main Street. And you can even talk to Dan Reitinga himself if you are interested in learning more about the bank.
That's right.
He's that accessible. They really do put people first, folks, and we're glad to have Lakeshore Savings Bank as a sponsor of this program. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.